I'm Mary Obana. I help people get unstuck. We are all meant to have full joy, pure love, complete fulfillment, and peace. You know what else? Each of us has a light, a unique gift that we are to find and share with the world. It's why we're here. It's who we're meant to be. But sometimes we can get stuck. Join me as I work with Spirit to help people from all walks of life receive the messages they need to hear so they can understand what's standing in the way of all the joy, fulfillment, love, and peace they are meant to have so they can get on with a life they're meant to live so they can shine. Real people, real stories, starting now. Hey there, so glad you've invited me to join you today on your drive, on your walk, or whatever it is you're doing or not doing. It's good to be with you. Today's episode has one theme. Don't be so hard on yourself. I can sense the pressure people feel these days and the thoughts that fill your mind. I should be doing this. I should be better at that. It seems the expectations are all around us. And in this episode, I have a brief but important message that I want you to soak in. We are all so hard on ourselves. We have thoughts constantly running through our mind, all the things we haven't gotten done or the things we think we're lousy at. We see people all around us doing things the way we've convinced ourselves we should be, and we chastise ourselves for not being better. And if the expectations of others weren't enough, sometimes it can feel like we don't even meet our own expectations of ourselves. So there are a couple of things to unpack here. First, let's talk about this external focus, comparing ourselves to others. It seems we're in a perpetual state of persistent external monitoring, observing those around us, whether close friends or high-profile individuals, what they look like, what they're doing, how they're doing it, what they're accomplishing. And we can make ourselves feel better when those comparisons leave us feeling that we're better off, or feel worse when those comparisons leave us feeling inadequate, somehow falling short. This can be particularly acute when it comes to things we happen to be focused on, the way we look, our relationships, school, parenting, our work. If you are left feeling that you aren't doing enough or aren't enough, there's an important thing you need to know. Others' ways aren't necessarily your way. Everyone is different. What works for some will not always work for others. Stop looking at and to others for cues on what you are to be doing. Focus on yourself. Focus within. I speak a lot about shining your light. Each of you has something special within you that you are to find and share with the world. The key to this is that your light is unique to you. What comes easily to you can be more challenging for another. Yet we don't spend a lot of time thinking about the things that come easily to us. We tend to fall into the trap of spending more time focusing on the things that don't come easily to us, on the things other people are doing, all the things we feel that we should be doing, but are not. So when it comes to doing things, pay attention to what comes more easily. If you're in school, you may be spending more time thinking about the subjects that are hard for you or the people you aren't in close with, and that just makes you feel yucky. Focus on the people that you are close with, and while you may have to put more time in the subjects that are trickier for you, don't underestimate the value of the subjects that come more easily to you. It's trying to tell you something. If you have your own business and you see others who seem to be doing things with ease, let's say they're masters at social media promotion, when it's a struggle for you, know that what works well for one may not work as well for others. I have to say, I fall into this camp. Social media is not my sweet spot. It never has been. I've learned that doing what I love, this podcast is an example, comes more easily to me and has helped me help the most people. It doesn't mean I can't get better at social media. It just means I'm accepting and appreciative of the things that are a joy to do and going with it, putting my energy where it flows most naturally. When my husband and I ran our last company, we had a core people philosophy. Allow everyone to operate in their wheelhouse. Now, while there are companies that emphasize identifying and shoring up people's, quote, weaknesses, we always found that focusing and building on people's strengths, allowing them to do what they're naturally great at, resulted in a happier team, far more fulfillment, greater job satisfaction, and a better company and business. Everyone was recognized for their talents and able to use them, share them with others, and develop them even further. We all know what makes us feel good. Doing what we're good at is one of those things. And guess what? We're meant to feel good. So trust that you have the ability within you to take what resonates and works for you with ease and let the rest go. Go with your strengths. Sometimes we feel if we aren't doing something exactly as someone else is, we think we're failing at it. Filter it through your own heart and use what works. You have to be you. Don't be so hard on yourself. Second, let's talk about that feeling of unworthiness that can surface and the thoughts that often come with it, such as, I'm terrible at this. Other people can do this. Why can't I? Know when you are feeling unworthy, then do a little self-check. Where is this coming from? Sometimes it can come from that very thing we just discussed, external expectations, things that we've been told or led to believe we're supposed to do by our observations of others. But being all you can be can at times be hindered by self-limiting beliefs, thinking we aren't capable enough. Our egos have a way of limiting us, making us feel that we aren't enough, that we need to learn more, do more in order to be more, that we need to go down a path because it's safer or more practical. All these are thoughts, self-limiting beliefs. Don't be so hard on yourself. You always know when you're being led astray, because if you're being truly honest with yourself, there's that tug you feel that comes from deep within you. That tug within is telling you something different than your mind, which is feigning protection and practicality, or which doesn't want you to disappoint someone else. This is when you feel conflicted. If you ever feel that tug within you, trust it. The ego doesn't come from within. It comes from your mind. And all the expectations of others don't come from within either. Listen to that voice within you. It's trying to guide you. You do have everything you need to do what it is you must. You have guidance and support. Trust it. Call on it. Ask for it. It is there to serve you always. And one more thing, we've often heard the phrase, just do the best you can. I've heard myself say it to my son many times, but what I've recently realized is that there is a very important word missing from this familiar phrase that makes all the difference in the world. The word is today. Do the best you can today. Because our best can change from day to day. That's just the truth. And when we think about putting forth our best, we usually think of it more empirically, the best that I am humanly capable of ever, right? So on those days when we do anything less, we beat ourselves up with feelings of disappointment, feeling like we've fallen short. We may even say things like, what's wrong with me? And then that fills us with negative, low vibration feelings. We talked all about that in the last episode. It just feels crummy there. Nothing good ever comes from a place of negativity. If we were kinder to ourselves, what would it feel like then? Maybe, just maybe, you'd focus on what you did accomplish rather than how, in your mind, you fell short. Maybe you'd focus on what comes easily to you rather than what doesn't. And you know when you start to think of things more positively, good things start to roll. What's that cute saying we heard when we were kids? Turn that frown upside down. Focus on all your beautiful gifts. You have a choice. You always have a choice. It's time to show yourself some compassion. The compassion you likely give far more freely to others than to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate your gifts and let your light shine. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, take it easy.